KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. At 7:07, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, and it's 32 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. A high of 47 with winds out of the north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic City Council on Wednesday voted 5-1 with Councilman Brink absent to sell the city's property at 211 West 6th Street to Jeff Pross for just a dollar. Pross had offered to pay $1,000 for the property that was assessed at $10,040, but because he intends to build a new house on the lot with an estimated cost of $100,000, the city agreed to require only the dollar in addition to any minimum deposit. Councilperson Kathy Summers voted against the sale after she learned the house was more of a metal building than a traditional home.
I mean, are we that lazy and that cheap? Really, is the city, do we not have any self-respect for our communities?
No, I don't think
I don't agree with that at all.
Councilperson Grace Garrett agreed that from the plans shown, it looks like the house is a metal building because she has looked at buying and erecting such a structure. Summers said she was not against Frost buying the property or building a home there, but the aesthetics concerned her.
I just think that's not doing the... It might do the city a favor by putting something, the valuation, on a lot. So we're getting some income. What does it do for the neighborhood to have a building that was completely out of character?
I don't think it's going to look out of character there.
She said the WIC building appears to be more like a barn. Summers said also she wished Atlantic had some sort of guidelines on what types of materials are used for the exterior. City Administrator John Lund said there are some restrictions, such as no ribbed metal, and it should have at least the appearance of wood. Summers asked if the city could request Pross or any person building a home to use siding that looked like a house instead of a metal building. Councilman Dick Cassidy and Mayor Jones says as it stands, the city doesn't have the right to make such a request. Mayor Dave Jones.
If you want to start nitpicking siding on people's houses, then you need to start getting some of the ordinances lined up. You get an official inspector goes out and dictate what they can put on her, then you won't have any house to build.
Summers was adamant in her convictions a city should request more appropriate siding on the structure.
If we're giving him a piece of property for $1, surely we could say something.
As part of the sale agreement, the home must be constructed within the period of a year. In other business, the Atlantic City Council adopted the city's fiscal year 2022 budget, which says there will be no increase in the tax levy. And despite an increase in property tax and rental property revenues of over $150,000, will decrease the overall budget by more than 18%. The council adopted the fiscal year 22 10-year capital improvement plan and passed a resolution setting the salaries for appointed officers and employees of the city for the fiscal year that runs from July 1st through June 30th of next year. Resolution said all union positions are scheduled for a 2.4% wage growth as a cost of living adjustment. The council then acted to approve an order for a professional services agreement with Snyder & Associates for the West 22nd Street sidewalk project, and they voted to reappoint John Martins and Vicki Brown to the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Wednesday reported numerous arrests dating back to March 3rd and one single vehicle accident that resulted in two injuries. Authorities say at around 4:40 a.m. Saturday, deputies responded to a single vehicle accident on Marnie Road. A 2013 Buick Verano, owned and driven by 21-year-old Macy Jane Shaner of Shelby, was northbound on Highway 83 or the Marnie Road when the vehicle left the roadway, struck a sign, and flipped onto its top. Shaner and her passenger, 20-year-old Caitlin Marie Vanskoy of Avoca, were transported to the Cass County Hospital by EMS ambulance. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $8,000, and damage to the sign was estimated at $800. The accident remains under investigation. Cass County Sheriff's deputies this past Tuesday arrested 49-year-old Stanley Oral Russell of Lewis for violation of a no-contact order. He was released the following day on a $300 bond. Russell was also arrested on March the 8th. On Monday, deputies arrested 50-year-old Sandy Pauline Coburn of Griswold. She was taken into custody for driving while barred and later released on a $2,000 bond. On March 12th, 40-year-old Philip J. McClish of Clarinda was arrested on a Cass County Sheriff's warrant for theft in the fourth degree and on a Mills County warrant. McClish was taken to the Cass County Jail and later turned over to Mills County authorities. On March 11th, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 41-year-old Catano Switer Mark of Atlantic on a charge of driving while barred. Mark was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day at his own recognizance. On March the 8th, as mentioned a moment ago, 49-year-old Stanley Oral Russell of Lewis was arrested for violation of a no-contact order and interference with official acts. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $300 bond. On March 6th, 20-year-old Sean Michael Schlake of Anita was arrested in Cass County on a felony charge of criminal mischief in the second degree. Schlake was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on his own recognizance. And on March 3rd, Cass County deputies arrested 22-year-old Maximilian Elwood of Atlantic on a Cass County Sheriff's felony warrant for sexual abuse in the third degree. Elwood was taken to the Cass County Sheriff's Office and released later that same day on $10,000 bond. Police in Red Oak Wednesday arrested 43-year-old Brian Keith Shaver of Red Oak. Shaver was taken into custody a little after 6 p.m. in the 300 block of West Coolbaugh Street for violation of a no-contact order. He was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $300 bond. And a road construction project west of Elliott on the Iowa Highway 48 bridge over the East Nishnabotna River requires restricting traffic to one lane with temporary traffic control lights and a 10-foot lane width restriction. That'll begin Monday, March 22nd at 7 a.m. and run through Thursday, June 3rd, weather permitting, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office. That is a check of news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.